He was there. He was always my daddy. Yeah. You know how parents are always trying to get out of their responsibilities? Daddy was a proud scout leader. I think he just did it. He said, son, women like a man in uniform, boy. I said, yeah, Daddy, but I don't believe a 57-year-old man in a scout uniform is the kind of uniform that they... Your belly hanging out, a little scarf around your neck. He said, son, a uniform's a damn uniform. Too old to get in the military. Then he'd start coughing. Don't get me worked up, son of me. Hocking up wads. And the problem is, Daddy was just, well, he was just too earthy. One time, we're all sitting there in the classroom because we were preparing for a big old hike in the woods. And there was the whole leader of the Boy Scouts, and our area was there. There were a couple of parents there. Daddy got up in the front of the room and said, I'm Scoutmaster Grease Bedelli, and I'm now going to demonstrate some knots. Knots that y'all are going to use in the woods to keep safe and happy. God forbid we should need rescue. There's knots you could use for that. So we all looked forward. Daddy stuck there with his demonstration piece of twine. And everybody was watching as he said, this is the half hitch. Half hitch is used to tie down a tent pole. Now, this is the reef knot. If you're in a canoe, for example, and you're going to cleat it off on the dock, you use a reef knot. Here's a surgeon's knot. This is not used to tie off stitches. If you cut yourself with your Boy Scout knife or have an accident in the woods. This one's the clove hitch. Use this one to tie up a clothesline in the woods. If you're going to be out for a few days, you need to wash out your socks. It's a figure eight. Use this to tie your bear bag to a tree. When you're camping, you want all the food up in the air and away from old Mr. Grizzly. Here's a granny knot. Use this one to tie two ropes together if you want a longer rope. This one's called a bow line. Very important to help you rescue people stranded on cliffs. It's a line that won't come undone. And you got your square knot. You can use this one to tie your sleeping bag to your backpack. This one I kind of like, the sheep shank. It's to shorten the rope that's a little bit too long. Now let me show you the overhand knot here. This one will come in very handy throughout your life. He didn't say anything else. That's when I piped up. I said, Daddy, is that overhand knot used to tie your shoelaces? He said, no, son. That's what you use to tie off a used condom. Did I say something wrong?
We are on the air.
Please return your bodies to an upright position.
Would you mind saying that again?
Break it, break it.